Hello, Christine speaking. Hello.
Hi, Christine.
Yes.
Hi, sorry about that. This is Amy Chu calling from Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Sorry it took me a little while to return your call, but I just wanted to clarify something with that deal that I had emailed you about.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and pull it up. All right. Okay, cool. So do you need the application number?
Okay.
The application number is 682 177.
Okay.
And so my question was, if the customer wants to do a down payment of 5K, I was confused by your email. It says, but give a larger first in advance of 5K. Were you saying that the down payment needed to be greater than that in order for us
No.
to discount? No.
Not saying a large down payment. So, and instead of first and last, it would be 5K and last.
Okay.
Sometimes the customer doesn't want to do 5K and last, and if it's over 2 years, they can just do one in advance, and that could be the 5K. But of course, you wouldn't be able to discount because we would want that large first payment in advance to come to FinPac.
Okay.
We wouldn't want it to be discounted. So something else that can be confusing. Sometimes customers want to buy down the cost of the equipment and finance that.
Okay.
Sometimes they want to finance the full amount, but have the $5,000 be a first payment in advance.
Okay.
It's not apples to apples as far as money goes, but it's not really that much different doing one or the other. Either they're buying down the cost of the equipment and financing. Say it's $20,000, they pay down $5,000. That's a cap reduction. We're only going to finance $15,000, and the payments would be based off of $15,000. With
Okay.
first large in advance, you'd finance $20,000, first payment in advance at $5,000. The remaining payments would be based on the difference. So it depends on what the customer is more comfortable with, but sometimes people get them confused and they try and do both at the same time, which doesn't work.
Okay. All
So, I
right.
mean, just clarifying what they actually want to do. And if they actually want that $5,000 to be a first payment in advance, you
Okay.
can discount if you do first and last. So it'll be $5,000 first in advance plus a regular payment of whatever the payments are, and you'd be essentially keeping the one payment. Customer wouldn't know that. We'd get the $5,000 advance payment.
Okay, I
Yeah.
understand. So it's just a matter of clarifying with the customer how the 5K is going to be used, if that's going to be used towards equipment cost, or if that's just strictly a down payment separate from the
Right.
equipment. Okay,
Yeah. And
that
then
makes more
make sure that
sense.
your rep knows that he doesn't, or that you guys aren't discounting that large first payment in advance. I've had Grant call me before and say, "Hey, the rep on this deal wants to know if they can discount the $10,000 first in advance payment." And then the rest of the payments are really high for the customer because then that's not calculated in the PV. Customer really doesn't know the difference, but he's really not. It's not something we get into. The keeping those large and advance discounting the large advance payments. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for your time and just clarifying that one thing. Doesn't come up too often, but I just thought I would talk to you to try and get the message across.
Yeah, and if you talk to them and you still have questions, let me know. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Oh, bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.